The New Orleans Saints, they've done it again. Another homecoming, this time signing and bringing back to the state of Louisiana wide receiver Jarvis Landry. What does he bring to the team? How does he fit? And what the New Orleans Saints can do next to keep this momentum going? We got all that and a little bit of Lanyap for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints.
You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome into this bonus episode of Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering the New Orleans Saints, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks as always, making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget that we are free and available on all platforms, including on YouTube as well. And I'm your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson NOLA on Twitter, USA Today's Saints Wire. Tuesdays are on Locked On NFL, and here with you every single Monday through Friday, and sometimes on Saturday, and more, here on Locked On Saints. Today's episode of Locked On Saints is brought to you by great moves by the New Orleans Saints, who have absolutely turned the narrative of their early slow start, sort of very patient offseason around, now with the signing of Jarvis Landry, returning the veteran wide receiver who has spent 8 years in the NFL going into his ninth year, five-time Pro Bowler, returning him to the state of Louisiana now as a New Orleans Saint. Take it in, everybody. The next time Tyrann Mathieu and Jarvis Landry hit an NFL field, they'll be in a New Orleans Saints uniform. How cool is that? And again, just like with the Tyrann Mathieu signing, this is an excellent story. Jarvis Landry was so excited when Tyrann Mathieu signed with the New Orleans Saints. He was tweeting at him. These guys were celebrating with one another on Instagram, all this other stuff, and like comments on Instagram and all that. Jarvis Landry had a video ready and prepared to drop after he signed with the New Orleans Saints. So this is a big deal for Jarvis Landry. It's a big deal for the state of Louisiana, and it's a big deal for the culture of the New Orleans Saints. We've always said that there's absolutely no example out there of a franchise that has a connection with its community more than the New Orleans Saints. And now you have Louisiana born and bred players that are a part of that connection immediately, and Tyrann Mathieu as well as Jarvis Landry. So what is it that Jarvis Landry brings to this team? Well, he brings to this team a winning attitude. He brings this team a veteran presence, and he brings to this team, just to put it out there, frankly, and not sugarcoating anything, exactly what it is that they need and that they didn't have last year, which is a veteran presence at the wide receiver spot. The New Orleans Saints wide receiver position and wide receiver room is going to be completely different going into 2022. Now, we've heard that Michael Thomas still has some hurdles to overcome. That might be a little bit of coach speak in terms of his recovery. We see him running on Instagram, working out with Chris Olave, all of that. And it seems that they're expecting to have him back. He's slated to return in 2022. So he's going to be your wide receiver one. You went out there in the first round, you traded up, you grabbed Ohio State wide receiver Chris Olave, who's going to be your flanker, your deep threat, your three-level threat type of guy. And now you add Jarvis Landry, who's going to be the perfect complement of both of those weapons. You can put him on the inside. You can put him on the outside. He can threaten at all three levels, particularly in the short and intermediate areas. And he gives you a little bit of run after catch threat as well. There was all of that talk about Chris Olave not necessarily being very impactful after the catch. Now you get that element of the game with Jarvis Landry. And it's not because Jarvis Landry is this elusive, super shifty Tyreek Hill type, but instead it's just that he doesn't care and he will run through tacklers. He, according to Reception Perception, in 2021 went down on first contact less than 50% of the time and has not dropped below 70% catch percentage since Reception Perception started tracking that stat, but once in his career. So when you look at that piece, right, the contested catch piece, you get the contested catches with Michael Thomas as well, who's a brute and makes great plays, you know, great plays at the catch point, at high pointing passes, all that. And then you also have Chris Olave, who had the second highest contested catch percentage in this year's draft class behind only Drake London, while also having the best win percentage against man and, more importantly, best win percentage against press. Now, that was against college competition, of course, but some of that should translate very nicely to the NFL. And now you have these compliments along with Michael Thomas to have a guy like Jarvis Landry added. And that's just such a fantastic piece. So now let's just look at the offense in terms of what he brings you in terms of the skill position players. Listen to the names: Michael Thomas, Chris Olave, Jarvis Landry. And then you've got a running back staple that starts off with Alvin Kamara. We'll circle back to the running back position a little bit because there's still some work to do there. But then you've got him, you've got Mark Ingram, who's back, and now you have this revamped offensive line with Trevor Penning, who looks to be in line to start for you at left tackle. And all of a sudden, if this team just can avoid having to start four quarterbacks and 58 different starters throughout the season, should hit that 12-5 double-digit win projection that I gave after the schedule release came out last night, Thursday night. So looking at what the New Orleans Saints now have available to them, with Jarvis Landry now being a piece of that equation, this offense has no excuses at all, right? There's nothing that they need. I mean, it's not that there's nothing that they need, but they're not in a situation to where they're barren of talent, right? They have the talent that they need. And Pete Carmichael now has all the toys that he wants, right? You look at what the New Orleans Saints have been in the past, which is a team that in some cases has kind of relied on the scheme to elevate the talent, relied on the quarterback, Drew Brees, to elevate the talent. Now, you have the talent in the building that should be able to maximize your scheme, and a scheme that can maximize the talent. It works now sort of more symbiotic, right? The relationship between player talent, personnel talent, and the scheme that utilizes them is more symbiotic. And I think that that's something that the New Orleans Saints need going into 2022, right? You have a first-time head coach, not first-time all-time, but first-time for the New Orleans Saints in terms of being their established head coach. He was their acting head coach last year for a game. But you've got Dennis Allen, who's coming in as a first-time head coach. You have Pete Carmichael, who is now the first, you know, for the first time, a full-time play caller, all told, without there being some, you know, suspension to a head coach or ACL tear to a head coach. And now you also have these players that are really in the system for the first time. Chris Olave, Jarvis Landry, even to an extent, Jameis Winston, because Jameis Winston is going to have to kind of shift into what Pete Carmichael wants as opposed to just sort of led by what Sean Payton wants. And that goes to the offensive line. Everybody that played on this team last year still has something new going into this year. But now, with guys like Jarvis Landry and Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara and Chris Olave at the helm and at the service of a guy like Jameis Winston, all of a sudden, they're all able to elevate one another. The scheme is able to elevate them, and they are able to elevate the scheme. So when you look at all of the different ways that Jarvis Landry helps to make this team better, it's undeniable at this point. And it was even before the Jarvis Landry addition. But now, especially with the Jarvis Landry addition, this team in 2022 is without any shadow of a doubt better than it was in 2021. And that should lead to some success in a weaker NFC conference. Now, how is it exactly that Jarvis Landry fits? What types of things can you expect to see in terms of his usage in 2022? Let's break all of that down, have a little bit more fun, get into a bit more of the X's and O's as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. First, I want to tell you about our friends over at BetOnline.ag. The New Orleans Saints right now set as an over-under in terms of their win total at 8.5 games. You better go smash that over right now. And you can do it at betonline.net. They're going to have those odds. They've got win-loss totals for every team, I think, except for the Cleveland Browns, because nobody knows who their quarterback is. And then you have a whole bunch of other stuff for the NBA playoffs. The MLB is underway. UFC, MMA, NFL futures. You want to, you know, put bets on who's going to win the conference, who's going to win the division, even offensive rookie of the year, which, by the way, Chris Olave still leads in the odds for that as well. Maybe that gets even better with Jarvis Landry taking more pressure off of these guys. So if you want to go ahead and check all of the things around the New Orleans Saints or just around your favorite sport that you just want to get in on the action, make sure you head over to BetOnline today to get that done. It's BetOnline where the game starts. All right, family, continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. The New Orleans Saints have signed Jarvis Landry and added him to this incredible momentum that the team has picked up since the NFL draft. And speaking of incredible momentum, thank you again for making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day and the incredible momentum that you have helped to build here at the show. So, Jarvis Landry, how exactly does he fit into this offense? Well, when you look at the route trees that these guys have run. And when I say these guys, sorry, what I mean is Michael Thomas, Chris Olave, Jarvis Landry. Chris Olave and Michael Thomas, the entire route tree is available to them. You can find, you know, great route success as well as the sort of route rate that they ran all over the route tree. They're fine wherever it is that you want to use them. Jarvis Landry, though, was a little bit more specialized. And so him running screens have been very successful, were very successful in 2021, actually 100% success rate on screens, although he only ran those 3.8% of the time, so it's a small sample size. Corner routes, 75% success rate. Dig routes, which are basically just in routes, right? Running, pushing upfield, and then turning 90 degrees, running straight across the field toward the inside of the field, that has a 73.1% win percentage or success percentage. The other place where he's been very successful, 70.8% of the time, is on out route. So just the opposite of that dig route, right? You push up field and then run out toward the sideline at a 90 degree angle as opposed to toward midfield. So when you look at where he ran or the routes that he ran the most, slant routes, 24.1%, flat routes, which is just an out route, but closer to the line of scrimmage. You don't push, you know, nearly 10 yards upfield. You only push 2 or 3 yards upfield. That puts him at 15.6%. And then those out routes where he has that 70.8% win percentage, he also ran 10.1% of the time. Those dig routes or in routes where he had the 73.1% win percentage, he ran 11% of the time. Didn't run a lot of nine routes or just, you know, fly routes right up the field, right? Just your vertical, basically. 7.6% of the time, and then he was around 5% for posts, and then just under 2% when it came to corner routes. So you can see that where he's most utilized is on in-breaking routes toward the middle of the field and in the out route. Now, if you've been here with the show for a while, you're going to know this. If you haven't been here with the show for a while, here's something you might not know about me. Out routes, particularly to the opposite side of the field, I hate them. I hate seeing them in the NFL offense these days with how fast and just how jumpy cornerbacks are now. It's great if you want to run an out and up, kind of like a double move, which expect to see that from Chris Olave quite a bit in 2022. But the out route is one that kind of I'm a little bit off put by. But running digs, being able to run corner routes, being able to run slants, all those things allow you to be able to utilize Jarvis Landry as a short to intermediate threat that can make contested catches, just like we talked about. Has it gone under 70% in the time that reception perception has tracked that stat? But once in his career during that range. And he also gives you somebody that can, again, give you a little bit of yards after catch, not going down on first contact over half of his catches, over half of his receptions. So when you look at all the different things that you might be able to do with these guys, we talked a little bit about one specific piece that you can utilize, which is the mill concept. And the mills concept is basically two receivers on the same side of the field with the inside receiver running an in route, and then the receiver over the top on the outside running a post route. Jarvis Landry, Chris Olave, they're going to be able to run that all day. But then you can also have Michael Thomas on the opposite side of the field, taking and pulling that safety over to his side with bracket coverage, double teams, things like that. So it's going to continue to open up now. Instead of just looking at, okay, what can Chris Olave and Michael Thomas do together? Now you can start to look at, okay, what can you do with Michael Thomas on one side of the field that pulls a safety's attention? And then what's the combination that you can run between Jarvis Landry and Chris Olave to be able to take advantage of the fact that that safety is distracted by Michael Thomas over on the opposite side of the field? So there's a lot of different ways that you would be able to take advantage of all of that. So if you look at different pieces, like we talked about the Mills concept, you can run sort of these double post concepts where you'll be able to utilize that as well. The four verts concepts, which is really all about just hitting, you can line up 3-by-1 or 2-by-2. So that would mean 3 pass catchers on one side of the field and 1 pass catcher on another side, or 2 and 2, right? Split it up evenly. And basically you're just hitting landmarks, 2 on each side of the field. So if you have one that's over here, he's going to, you know, if you have 3 receivers on one side, one's going to kind of cross the middle of the field. That could be a tight end. That could be Jarvis Landry as well, who can make those contested catches over the middle of the field. So it'd be a lot of opportunity to be able to take advantage of all that. But a smash concept is another one that I think would be really interesting. We just talked about Jarvis Landry having a lot of success when it comes to corner routes. A smash concept will run either a post or a corner, usually a corner route or from the inside, and then run a smash concept on the outside. So something that's basically going to bring the corner route over the smash route. And so the smash concept will pair that corner route or that outbreaking sort of angled route that's going toward the sideline by running a comeback or a curl underneath. You can see it the other way around as well, to where the inside guy runs a curl coming back toward the quarterback just a couple of yards deep, but then over the top as a post. And then you can have Michael Thomas over on the other side running a drag across the field, pulling a safety down that opens up the posts over the top. I can get creative with this. So imagine how ready Pete Carmichael is now that he has all of these weapons and all these tools. I can go days talking about all of the different concepts that they would be able to run with these three players in 2022 that's going to be more effective than it was in 2021. Because remember, one of the big issues in 2021, beyond the things that we've all always talked about, we've highlighted a bunch, lack of separation, drops, lack of ability to make contested catches, things like that. The one thing we don't talk about enough is landmarking and making sure that you're not, that your spacing is correct. So there were a lot of instances to where two players were running a route on the same side of the field, but they were so close to one another that it just brought all the defenders into one area and basically took both of those reads away for the quarterback. Now that you have these route technician guys, you've got Michael Thomas, who's one of the best route runners in the NFL, Jarvis Landry, who's one of the most experienced route runners in the NFL, and Chris Olave, who is the best route runner in this year's draft class and one of the best route runners in college football, you're not going to have as many of those spacing issues. You're going to see these route concepts work as they're designed to work, which was a big issue last year when you had these young receivers that got thrusted into roles that they probably didn't expect to play as quickly as they were asked to play them. So those are going to be the types of things that Jarvis Landry is going to be able to help you do. And those are going to be the things that inherently just having him with these other route technicians, with Michael Thomas coming back as long as he's healthy and can continue his rehabilitation process, and Chris Olave being a part of all this, it just really gives you an opportunity to see all of those little mental mistakes, those little errors that needed to be cleaned up in the wide receiver core that was such a concern coming into the 2022 NFL offseason. Now, it's all setting up to work perfectly. So that's what Jarvis Landry brings you. He brings you exactly what you didn't have last year. He brings you exactly what you needed this year. And he allows your offense to be able to run like the finely tuned machine that Pete Carmichael is going to want it to run. So now that the New Orleans Saints have landed Jarvis Landry, you can feel the momentum picking back up, the excitement among Saints fans, and it's all very warranted. But now it's up to the New Orleans Saints to keep that momentum going. What are a couple of places that they still need to address, particularly over on the offensive side? We're going to talk about that. And I'll also tell you one more potential signing reunion that the New Orleans Saints can create that would keep this excitement within the fan base growing. Let's talk about that. Let's break it all down as we continue on to wrap up today's episode of Locked On Saints. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Built Bar. Let me tell you, it's on our way. Some of our hosts have already gotten them, but breaking news, Built Puffs, right? The marshmallow infused protein bars that are absolutely incredible. They now have a birthday cake flavor. Sound the alarms, pull the fire alarm. Don't pull the fire alarm where you are. Pull the fire alarms. Don't do it. Get everybody excited because it's very exciting because these birthday cake flavored bars are absolutely incredible. And now it's even better with the protein-infused marshmallow. So go and check it out. Go and grab yourself a box of the birthday cake Built Puffs right now. You will not regret it. These things taste absolutely fantastic. I'm waiting for my box right now. Cannot wait for it to get here. I'll show it to you when we get it. But you want to go check it out for yourself, head over to built.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, so you can get 15% off of your next order. No matter if it's your first or your next, it's promo code LOCKED15. For 15% off of the best tasting protein bar on the market at built.com. Let's get it, Who Dat Nation. Wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Saints with a lot of excitement. The New Orleans Saints have signed Jarvis Landry. The prodigal son returns to the state of Louisiana. Now the Saints have done this twice. And here's the thing that I think is fantastic about what the Saints have done so far this offseason, and then we'll jump into a couple of moves that they still have yet to make that would be really good moves for them. If the Saints would have signed Tyrann Mathieu and Jarvis Landry a week in the free agency, the temperature barometer, like the way that people receive the Saints offseason, would have been completely different. But now the fact that they're making these moves in May is pretty incredible, right? Because people were really upset, myself included, that the Saints were kind of in a situation, I wasn't upset, but irked, that the Saints were in a situation where they were being patient early on in free agency when it felt like there were so many things for them to address. Now you're seeing why, right? Because they clearly knew that they could take care of some of the things that they needed to take care of, like Marcus May early in free agency, get the draft right, which they did a great job doing that, and then turn around and be able to add some of these late free agents. I think that everybody kind of knew that guys like Tyrann Mathieu, Jarvis Landry, Julio Jones, Akeem Hicks, Melvin Ingram, like these guys that are still out there that were still out there because until the Saints started signing all of them, these guys that are still out there, that they weren't going to sign like that. They were going to wait until after the draft. They were going to wait to make sure that they went somewhere where they had a role. And that's where you've seen the New Orleans Saints really skyrocket their offseason and go all in, because this team is a team that wants to win now. They told you that when they traded away next year's first round pick. They believe that they can win now. They believe they can do it with Jameis. That's why they didn't invest in a rookie quarterback. Not investing in a rookie quarterback, very smart move for Dennis Allen, by the way, because his reputation as a first-year head coach for the New Orleans Saints is not tied to a quarterback. He inherited a quarterback, so it kind of gives him a little bit more leeway there. And they put all of the weapons that they need around said quarterback in Jameis Winston, a quarterback that is extremely talented and is set to have a really impressive and maybe kind of unpredictable 2022. BetOnline put out odds about quarterbacks that are going to top the league next year in terms of passing yards. Jameis Winston, not even on the list. Not even on the list, which I think is absolutely abhorrent. So I can't wait to see what the New Orleans Saints do, especially now that they've added Jarvis Landry, Chris Olave, Michael Thomas returning, all that. And then you've got Deontay Hardy, who can still impact and take the top off of defenses, as well as make something happen with the ball in his hands. You've got Marquez Callaway, who could still be a very good and reliable big slot receiver for you. Tre'Quan Smith, who could be some reliable hands for you as well in some tough situations. So I like where the New Orleans Saints are. And oh, by the way, they've also got a superstar in Alvin Kamara that may be unavailable for some portion of the season, but for the majority of the season, he's going to be an absolute playmaker for you, and he's going to be a big-time difference maker. So what can the New Orleans Saints do next? One thing that I think will keep the New Orleans Saints fan base energized is bringing back Kwon Alexander, right? The New Orleans Saints went so long without touching any of these LSU guys. They've never really been afraid about signing them in free agency, as we've seen. But now in this offseason, when you've already got Will Clapp on the roster, you're bringing back Tyrann Mathieu, you're bringing back home Jarvis Landry now. Let's get Kwon back home, right? Go ahead and get Kwon back home, New Orleans. So I think that would be a big one that would have everybody excited. And you need a little bit more depth at linebacker as well. You have a lot of youth in that position. So getting Kwon back next to Demario Davis makes a lot of sense. I have a lot of faith in guys like Pete Werner. I'm really excited to see what happens with DeMarco Jackson. I know he might be more of a special teamer to start, but you like the development ceiling for him is there for sure. But you know what you have in Kwon Alexander, and you know what you have in Kwon Alexander next to Demario Davis, and then you add that energy to a defense that already now has Tyrann Mathieu and CJ Gardner-Johnson there, who, by the way, was hysterical when he saw that Jarvis Landry was getting to New Orleans. Really, really cool. But you add Kwon Alexander to Tyrann Mathieu and CJ Gardner-Johnson. Really, really good stuff. The next two things, maybe looking to add a veteran tight end. There's not a lot of those names that are really out there right now. I believe Kyle Rudolph is still available. Maybe he's like a guy that could make some sense for you in terms of, yeah, he's still a free agent. So like Kyle Rudolph is somebody that can bring some veteran leadership to the position. But I'm also interested just to simply see what type of steps forward Nick Vanette, who missed the first half of the season, is able to make. Adam Trautman, who had really, really heavy and honestly unfair expectations levied on him last year. Plus, you've got Taysom Hill that now gets the focus a little bit more as a pass catcher and a move F tight end type, right? So I'm really interested to see what they do there, but that's a spot that they can add. And then the number one spot that I think for them that would be really interesting to see them still go out and do, add another piece, would be another veteran running back. Daryl Williams, since you want to continue this LSU comeback story, Daryl Williams is out there. Philip Lindsay could be really interesting. He's kind of Sony Michel-like, but a little bit more of a versatile piece than he is a strict running back, like Sony Michel, who, you know, led the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams in rushing yards last year. I don't think you're going to get that from Philip Lindsay, but just look at the versatility of somebody that can carry out of the backfield and catch out of the backfield. And then finally, you know, there's a couple other options too, right? There's the reunion opportunities with guys like Latavius Murray, as well as, of course, Devonta Freeman. So either one of those could be, or any of those four could be really interesting. I would expect to see the Saints do that. Although, if they just want to kind of put all their chips in on Abram Smith, somebody that they really, really like clearly, just by looking at the contract that he got as a UDFA, I'm not really mad at that either. Really interested to see what he looks like in training camp. So the New Orleans Saints, they are on their way, y'all. They are on their way. And they're expecting to show up, and they're expecting to show up big in 2022. And this Jarvis Landry signing just further confirms that. And I think that the Saints aren't done. I think that they have some other things that they may be looking to do as well. So keep an eye out on everything going on with the New Orleans Saints. Clearly, there's no rest when it comes to that front office right now in terms of the ability to be able to compete in 2022. All in, everybody. The New Orleans Saints, they are all in. Rookie minicamps this weekend. We'll be able to talk about that on Monday. Break all of that down. Tell you how Chris Olave looked, how the rookies looked. We'll update numbers, all of that. And then we'll be able to speak a little bit more on what Jarvis Landry brings to the New Orleans Saints, because we got to break that down a whole bunch as well. And we'll look at the first quarter of the NFL schedule for the Saints. So much here on Locked On Saints. I appreciate you as always for making us your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget, go and check out that Locked On NFL podcast as well. 30 minutes, everything you need to know around the league with some phenomenal, phenomenal talent over on that show. So go check them out, Locked On NFL, for your next listen wherever you get your podcast and on YouTube as well. As always, for everything else you need around your New Orleans Saints, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, NOLA. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how your mom and them. And trust you, that nation, I'll holla at you.